Boric trashed survivors' proposals to probe Chilean orphans' homes. This week's installment offers an interview with Aeneas Espinoza, founder and spokesperson for Chile's network of survivors of abuse in institutional settings, presents a sustained critique of how both the Chilean state and the Catholic Church have failed to address widespread abuse of children in religious and state-linked institutions. Framed through Espinoza's testimony and experience, the conversation argues that abuse in Chile is not a series of isolated incidents but a systemic problem rooted in institutional structures, financial incentives, and political inertia. Espinoza traces the origin of the Chilean Survivors Network to 2018, during Pope Francis's visit to Chile, a moment that exposed tensions between the Vatican's official narrative and the lived experiences of abuse victims. Initially composed of survivors from ecclesiastical contexts, schools, seminaries, and religious orders, the network later expanded to include cases tied to state-run or state-funded child welfare institutions, particularly the now-defunct National Service for Minors, SUNAIM. This transition reflects a broader argument that the same patterns of abuse and impunity found in the church are also present in state systems tasked with caring for vulnerable children. A central claim in the interview is the scale of the crisis. Espinoza cites 54,000 victims within SUNAIM alone, alongside much larger estimates of minors who passed through the system over decades. He argues that many cases remain undocumented or unexplored due to missing records, weak institutional oversight, and lack of political will. The discussion emphasizes that SUNAIM operated partly through outsourced private organizations, some linked to religious groups, creating financial incentives that turned childcare into a business. This arrangement, he suggests, allowed abuse to proliferate while obscuring accountability across state and non-state actors. The interview also highlights deep social inequalities in how abuse cases have been treated. High-profile cases involving elite families received media and legal attention, while victims from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, particularly those in state custody, were largely ignored. This class divide reinforced impunity and limited broader recognition of the problem. Politically, Espinoza is sharply critical of successive Chilean governments. He argues that despite ideological differences, political elites have consistently failed to investigate abuse or implement meaningful reforms. A key example is the creation of a truth commission focused on SUNAIM abuses, which he describes as structurally flawed, underfunded, lacking legal authority, and designed in a way that limits its effectiveness. According to Espinoza, survivor organizations provided extensive recommendations based on international experiences, which were ultimately ignored. This failure, he argues, reflects a broader pattern of symbolic responses that create the appearance of action while avoiding substantive accountability. The judiciary and prosecutorial authorities are also accused of failing victims, either by allowing cases to lapse due to statutes of limitations or by not applying international human rights standards that could classify certain abuses as crimes against humanity. Espinoza stresses that even when legal frameworks exist, they are often not enforced, reinforcing a culture of impunity. Beyond legal and political critique, the interview underscores the personal and collective impact of abuse. Survivors face lifelong psychological and social consequences, with limited access to meaningful reparations or support. Espinoza rejects the notion that financial compensation alone constitutes justice, calling instead for structural change, recognition of institutional responsibility, and the creation of safe environments for future generations. Finally, the interview situates the Chilean experience within a broader Latin American context, noting the emergence of similar survivor networks across the region. These networks, often operating without institutional support, aim to break silence, push for legislative change, and challenge entrenched power structures. Overall, the piece presents a sustained argument that addressing abuse in Chile requires confronting a deeply embedded system involving the church, the state, and political actors, one that continues to resist transparency and accountability despite years of activism and public exposure.